Guest on our program is Ogden Mayor Mark Trueblood. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I am doing well. You want to move that a little bit over there so everybody hear you real
there
well.
You go. Maybe that'd be better if they didn't.
So no. Ogden City Council meeting this week. Things moved along. Okay. The big thing last time we had talked about, you were getting ready to have a contractor come in and do some asphalt overlay and you had a few different issues that came up with it, but you had a lot of blocks, and you had busy areas that were being.
Yeah, it was one of those we learned a lot, and we had the three blocks very close to Main Street, and made a little bit of a traffic head up. Dan has already said we probably will never do that again, but we had to get them done because the roads were in bad shape. So we got those done, and we should be good for a while now.
And unfortunately, when you start doing a lot of the milling and things like that, as you know, you get down there, and all of a sudden you find an issue or two.
Yeah,
and so we got some areas where you got to watch them.
Yeah, we had one in front of Lucky Pig by the parking, and we got into it, and the sub base was just mush. So we're going to have to look at doing something there probably next year again for a permanent fixture. It's good enough. Yeah. It'll hold up for a year or two.
And those are the kinds of things that when you start going down,
you never know what you're going to find.
Hopefully nothing too serious,
but
it happens. So we got that part done. But again, you were able to get, with the contract and the bid, get some additional blocks done.
Yes.
That was one of the big things that you were.
Yeah,
we added
the bids were low enough that we got to add in a couple extra blocks that we had taken out just in case. The bids came in high, whatever, so we got those all done. It turned out fairly decent. There's still a little patching to do that they've got to come back to do, but they should finish that next week.
Should get her done and be able to get out of there in time for fun day.
That's exactly right.
That's we were
exactly
talking a little
right.
bit about it. The council did, and you did it in your consent agenda, but had Sheriff Andy Godzicki there. A new updated agreement because of the shared law enforcement opportunities there. Sounds like they've worked out a little bit more on their schedule to make it a little easier for...
Yes, and it really, we did it because we used to have three full-time police officers. We went down to two. And by doing this agreement, we just worked out some new terminology and different things, and it worked out really well. And it's still cheaper than having a third officer with all the wages, the benefits, the retirement and everything. Mm-hmm. So it works out to the benefit. And they're in town every 30 minutes, every 2 hours. So it works out very well. I talked to Ethan, and he said everything's been going great.
So working right along, at least with their collaborative effort. And again, those are some of the, you're not the only community dealing with those challenges.
Yeah.
So this is just new updated agreement.
Absolutely. Again, there wasn't a lot of changes. We changed the terminology on some of the wording and everything, but otherwise it was very similar to what we were. Just updating it.
Yep. And we also had the... regular contract with the Humane Society.
Too. Yes. So, yeah. And there really wasn't any changes whatsoever, just an agreement for another year.
But it did bring up a point. I can transition now to the dogs at large.
Yes.
And again, it is the time of the year when people are out there walking them and starting to encounter some issues with it.
Well, the thing is, if a person's out walking and they get attacked by a dog or a dog charges them, they need to call the police or the county sheriff's office, if one or the other, to report it so they can get it on the record. So they know if it's habitual, they can go back to the property owner and do something. But if that something like that happens, call into the police line.
Whether it's, if it's even gone after the fact.
Right.
So just
but
so
if
you
they don't know,
idea,
they can't do anything about it.
Yeah. And you were fortunate. You had both Tony and Sheriff Godzicki were both there.
It was
there.
Nice. So they both gave their opinions, and I think everything should be straight. But like they both said, you've got to report it if something happens.
And there are the downside is that we don't want something to happen where somebody gets attacked
not.
Or bitten.
It's the last thing you want to have happen.
So it's one of those ongoing challenges. Again, it is that time of the year when they get out.
Oh, yes.
And so... what does Ogden do for fireworks, by the way? I just thought I'd ask you that.
well, it's kind of, it's against the code,
yeah.
City code to have fireworks. Okay. It's not allowed.
Never did change that.
No. So they, even though it's by the state, it's by city ordinance, there's no fireworks allowed.
Okay. So I'm just curious because,
yeah,
you know.
Well, I've had a lot of people ask.
Ask, and they go outside of town. You can do it outside of town,
yes,
think, in the county.
In the county, that's fine, but in the city limits, it's prohibited.
And as dry as it is, better be careful anyway.
Yes, it is dry. So, folks, if you do, please, please be careful.
So we did have a couple of other things. I did want to ask a little bit because you had Keith Berg come in.
Yes.
He's been doing some remodeling on a building downtown and his building, and wanted to do a little bit of access. He brought the information in. Everybody got a chance to see it?
Yeah. Dan Bazell and I went down and looked at it, where he was proposing this, and it really is going to, we still have an enormous amount of sidewalk to get around on, but it's a handicap accessible to get into his new facility. He's actually taken over where the studio was, mm-hmm, and it'll be going into there, and it fits right. It's a good ramp, handicap accessible, ADA compliant, and it's going to go up right next to his building, so we still over have half the sidewalk left for people to walk on.
Okay,
so I think it'll look good. And the drawings that he had, that the person, I don't know if it was, yeah, an engineering firm, I can't, yeah, remember, put it together, looks very nice. It'll fit in there well.
So, and like that, doing the investment in the downtown building.
Yes, that's very nice, and I think it's going to look really nice when it's all done.
So, again, that's one of those things where you do have that information coming in, and like to have those improvements made.
Yeah.
He did say having some of the other things that have been going on downtown, he said just couldn't help but get involved with doing that.
Yeah. It's one of those things that if you walk down Main Street, there's several buildings that are handicap accessible, mm-hmm, and there's a lot of them with steps that are old buildings.
Sure.
So it's just one of those things, if the property owner comes and does it properly, I think it works in very well.
Sure. Make it blend right in with
That's correct.
Some of the other things, and I know he was talking about curb and things like that, and should I replace the sidewalk, and
yeah,
and those are always infrastructure issues that every city faces.
It's so. And some of the infrastructure below is really old. So it's one of those things that it's something that's going to have to be addressed in the future. How we do it, I don't know. It's not going to be easy.
Well, one of the things last month you started talking a little bit about was code enforcement,
right,
plumbing, electrical, things like that. So the question was, you know, what is in effect, what needs to be done, what should be done, and what isn't being done. So,
yeah, it one of our council members brought it up, and there was one of the new houses that had some issues with, I believe it was plumbing,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of it has to be redone. So one of the council members had brought up to maybe we need to look at having a uniform code. So we did. Simmering and Corey is, yeah, who we talked to, the codification people. And we got some ideas, and now what we decided to do, our utilities committee is going to look at some of this to see if we can standardize some things. You want to make sure it complies with the state code and everything else. So we're going to start taking a look at that. It's nothing that's in effect immediately like that. We're going to have to come up with a plan and maybe see if we have some rules we have to follow.
Yeah. And we don't want to say that all contractors that have been doing some of the work,
not,
but
not.
Every once in a while you get something that shows up. And
right. And that's what we just want to make sure, that if there are several new homes built in Ogden in the next few years, we just want to make sure there's not any issues and problems, yeah, or somebody buys it and then has an issue right away. It's something to look at.
And we know developers, they have to come back and look at it, but you want to make sure it's done right first.
Correct.
So if developers come in and have to come back and redo it, then prices of your homes,
yep,
are going up. So.
Exactly right.
And we are having a number of them built.
Yeah, right now, I think there's three new homes in construction right now. Four, actually,
okay,
excuse me. And then there is a plan to build some more, yeah, on the old house school property when that starts. A lot of people have asked me, when's that going to get going? It's all up to the developer. It's,
sure,
not the city. So,
yeah,
we're working on that. But there's several new ones going up, and we're hoping to look at some other property, but it's hard to get.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And again, some of those areas, you've got at least interest in it still moving forward.
Yeah,
I was going to say, how many the last time you were mayor?
How many?
New homes were built back then.
Oh, gee, many Christmas. If you had one every other year or 2 or 3 years, you'd be happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's good to see. And we did have a couple old houses that were torn down that are vacant lots now that are, I heard the one has got plans for somebody to build on, so that's good.
They were nuisance abatement things, and part of what Ogden does is it's the police department handles a lot of the
And we did obtain another property on the northeast corner of town, and it was bad shape. Okay. So we're working on that now.
Get it cleaned up, and maybe get something else built. Keep working on it. We did have a couple other things that have been going on. The garden's going good, I know.
Yep, Margaret brought that up the other night and talked about it. And now if we just get some rain, Christmas, that would be good. But no, it's a lot of people take advantage of that, and all the people that dedicate their time to that, it's very well appreciated.
Okay. What are some of the other things that are going on in Ogden you want to point out to folks?
Well, the one thing we did receive from the County Board of Supervisors was $15,000 from the American Rescue Funds, and this is to be used for any improvements at City Hall, any city buildings, or the city park.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that very much appreciated that the supervisors did that, allowed it some money to each city in the county, so that's nice. Mm-hmm. And we had $15,000 we're going to receive.
So, and already have some ideas.
Yeah, there's some ideas and thoughts, and already we brought some up and talked about it a little bit the other night, but it's something we put to head, and then we have to apply for it and be approved. So, but it was very much appreciated. But other than that, it's really just summertime, getting ready for fun days and everything.
But that. The one thing, and people are going to go, why, but you did actually have your franchise agreement with Black Hills.
Yes.
Even though it doesn't expire this year, it will next year, but you've already taken the steps to do it.
Yeah, and it's for 25 years, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So it's one of those things that we figured we might as well just get it done now. And it really wasn't any changes to it whatsoever. It's just an agreement to for another 25 years for their franchise.
Mm-hmm. Had a few other things that people got a chance to talk about. The library, I got to talk about there because I know Lori wasn't there, but they did kick off their summer reading program, and they've got a lot
going
of people
very well.
Taking part. And
going very well, and Lori does a nice job there, and all the people that work there. But she always has great reports when she comes in, and she couldn't be there that night. So everything's going well there, and it seems to be well attended.
And if you haven't been over to take part in it, feel free to do it, because it goes till the end of July. So we'll have them there, too. Otherwise, most everything else?
Everything else is pretty status quo and different things. Just looking through here to see. The one thing I'm going to point out, and Dan Bazell and I talked about it, folks, when we do road construction in town, please don't drive around the barricades, move the barricades, stay off the newly constructed areas. You know, on asphalt, even though it looks like they're done and the equipment's off of there, it takes a while for the asphalt to cool down. So please, please stay off of them and don't drive around or move the barricades and cones.
Did we get a couple of spots where there was a little damage?
Yes, we did. And it's one of those things that was probably, the asphalt was probably an hour and a half old, mm-hmm. and they pulled in there and it scarred it up pretty good. So it's one of those things, we just respect it. You know, that's all we're asking is just stay away. And we're going to have to look at, if we get people getting caught next year, we might have to get a ticket.
I know that we had the ones with the, when the sewer work was going on, there were some issues as well, but sometimes you can't help but having to prohibit some activity there.
It doesn't hurt anybody to have to walk 50 to 75 feet to get to their house. They can park on the city right away and just walk to their home. Just please don't drive around the barricades.
I got to say, though, when I went through there, I was close. I didn't go through them, but I got close to the construction area.
It was congested this year.
It was definitely congested.
It was probably the worst congestion we've had, but we had to get those areas done, and now they're done.
Okay. Well, we'll get that, Dick. Again, barricades are meant for others, aren't they? Not me?
No,
correct. That's not right. No, it's every. Otherwise, let's see. I think Railroad, they had some. They had some damage at one of the crossings. But
I think it was on, was that 7th Street? I think it was. and they drove their equipment across and broke some of the concrete curbing and sidewalks. So evidently we're going to be getting a check from the railroad to replace that. So
they'll cover the cost of what happened there. Got to keep working it.
I know. Accidents happen, and if they're willing to repair it or replace it or give us the money to do that, we'll work with them.
All right. Next meeting for your council coming up here the 11th, right?
That's correct. Boy, I tell you, summer's going by fast.
Isn't it already? Yeah. And we got fun days coming up, so I know you want people to come over and have a good time for that.
Yes. The committee's done a nice job and put everything together. So the car show is always a very nice when they have that on Friday night. Nice thing to have.
Fills up.
Yes, it does.
I was going to say, I know that you've been looking at, or at least between Legacy and the city, you've been using one website, and you're kind of looking to get an upgrade there. Exactly where and how, again, summertime, everybody gets busy with other things. So may be things coming up.
There could be some new things coming up where we do it together, but then separate things. But like I said last month, you do not want me developing a website because it would be the big, big mess.
I always say they're always under construction. So
that is correct.
Well, Mark Trueblood's our Ogden mayor, been our guest on our program today. Otherwise, most everything else seems to be moving along pretty good.
Seems to be good. Like I said, the construction work is mainly done except for a little patching left to do.
All right. Thanks for taking the time to come and join us today.
Thank you very much, Jim.